This quarter, combining all three goals, we've increased 5% in a single quarter. And so our overall score is now 81%.
What do you mean by overall score? With cybersecurity, it's not 81% of all systems are secure, but what does the 81% represent?
The cybersecurity goal combines three priorities, and our goal is in 2 years to hit 95%, and so we're two quarters into this two-year process. And those three priorities are first, continuous monitoring, which is to continuously monitor the health of our computers. The second is called trusted internet connections. And essentially, that's to set up a boundary around federal departments and agencies and only let them access the internet through protected gateways. And the third is strong authentication. And that means two-factor authentication for government employees to access government computers.
And the idea here of 81% then goes back to the fact that as you average out the scores across these three priorities, agencies are meeting 81%. Of the goal, or 81% of the agencies are meeting the goal? Again, explain what that 81% score actually means.
We take these three priorities and we combine them, we weight them in different ways, and we combine them into one number. And so that 81% represents progress when you add all the agencies up. So it's not 81% of the agencies are getting to that goal, it's that agencies, when you add all the agencies up, they've implemented 81% of this across the whole government.
Let's start with continuous monitoring. That's the newest of the three goals. What kind of progress was made there over the last quarter?
Continuous monitoring, we've increased 5% in one quarter to get to 83.6%. And so that's a pretty solid increase in just a single quarter. And these are massive challenges. So to be honest, we haven't expected to make this much of an increase in a single quarter, and so we're very pleased.
What do you attribute to that increase? Is it just focus, or did something happen? Like, I know that, for instance, the Homeland Security Department's going to award a contract soon to provide continuous monitoring services, so that's not in place yet, but something like that sometimes has an impact to get things going. Was there anything that happened similar to that?
We're using these scorecards to hold federal agencies accountable, and we're doing that in two ways. First, just by being transparent. So we're scoring agencies, and we're posting their scorecards on the web at performance.gov, where you can go and look at the scorecard yourself. And I think that transparency matters. I think people know that their scores are being posted, and that makes them want to do well. And we're doing this every single quarter. The second thing we're doing to hold federal agencies accountable is we're really focusing on the deputy secretaries, and we're giving them these scorecards. And we're holding meetings with all the deputy secretaries called President's Management Council meetings, where we bring them in, we walk them through the scorecards, and they have the opportunity to ask us about problems they're facing and whether other agencies have solved those problems. And they get to look around the room and see how well their peers are doing, and everybody wants to do well. And so this sort of shining a spotlight on the problem is helping us drive progress across all three of these priorities. On continuous monitoring in particular, the Department of Homeland Security is making great progress in putting together a program that can help agencies implement continuous monitoring. Some of that is through acquisition, and some of that is through just having really knowledgeable people available to help with those agencies when they have specific problems.
Let's jump over to the trusted internet connection. What kind of increase did you see there?
We increased by 3%, reaching 85.3% in terms of the capabilities that we're implementing at these boundaries. So for trusted internet connection, we both have to make sure that the government is connected through the internet only at these secure gateways, and then we have to build security capabilities at those gateways.
Now, the cynical reporter side of me would tell you, well, this has only been around for 6 years. I mean, 85% in 6 years seems like it's a slow roll. What has been the challenge to get to this number so far? And where do you see going forward getting to that close to 98, 99%?
Jason, I know you're not cynical, so I'm sure that's not the cynical side of you. So absolutely, we weren't where we needed to be. So we set ourselves ambitious goals. We set a tight timeline. And we're really pushing agencies to make progress. These are not easy things to do. They take a lot of work, and there's also a lot of discovery in this. So you may be making progress, and then you may discover that there are a lot of internet connections that you didn't even know about at your agency, and now you have to consolidate those. Well, your score may get worse for a while, but long term, we have to know about all those connections. And so it's critically important that we do this.
From your perspective, when it comes to the trusted internet connection, a lot of the smaller agencies went down the path of going the MTIPS through the networks contract with GSA, you know, the four providers, I guess, you know, people like Verizon, AT&T, CenturyLink, Sprint. But other agencies are trying to do it on their own. Are those the outliers? Is the other 14% that's not there, is it mainly the agencies that are doing it on their own?
No, it varies. So some agencies have used this managed service Service, MTIPS, and other agencies are making their own trusted internet connections. That's because one size doesn't fit all. Some very large agencies have the capability to create their own trusted internet connections, and by doing that, they gain some value. They have direct hands-on insight into what's happening in their networks. Some smaller agencies just don't have the capacity to do that themselves. They don't have the trained people. It's hard to find those trained people, and so they're using the outsourced provider. One is not better than the other. It depends on a given agency's need.
Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 has been a major priority for the government for quite a while now. What kind of progress did you make on that?
We increased 13% to 67%. So that's a significant jump, jumping from around 54% to 67% in a single quarter. That's enormous. There's a reason that this was only at 54% last quarter. This is a particularly tough problem. It means rolling out card readers to every single desktop computer in the federal government, making sure that every person in the government has one of these cards and that the computers are configured to accept them. It's not a small IT challenge, and so we're particularly pleased to have made such a significant amount of progress in a single quarter.
Was there anything that stood out to you as to why the progress was made? Was it just a matter of time? I mean, people were finally getting the card readers and the cards and everything has been in place, or was there some other reason?
I think a lot of it was the will to get it done. It is hard. It takes resources. It takes time, and you can only accomplish so much. So by making this a priority and shining the spotlight on it and holding agencies accountable, they prioritized it, and this is what happens when you make such clear priority.
Take a step back, more broadly speaking, Andy, for a second. All of these combined make a big difference for the government in terms of how the networks, how the systems are secure. Is there a way to quantify just how better things are? I mean, no one ever thinks it's going to be 100%, and no one ever thinks it's going to be perfect. There's always going to be problems. But are you able to quantify at all just the difference that these initiatives are making?
That's one of the tougher problems in computer security, is how do you measure how successful you're doing? And I'll tell you that we will gain a lot in measurement by implementing these trusted internet connections, because you can't tell how well you're doing unless you can look at your own traffic and look for signs of intrusions. So by having trusted internet connections in place and by knowing that all of our traffic goes through those connections, we'll do a better job of catching intruders, and then we can go back and figure out how long those intruders have been in our networks. So we don't have a great way of reporting progress in terms of exactly how many intrusions have there been and have we decreased it right now. What we're doing is putting in the tools that will help us be able to make that assessment.